Hey, I'm privileged tonight to be sitting with Jimmy and Luann Anderson, a husband-wife dental team here in Salisbury and members of our congregation. They just come from helping with the Mom Clinic. The Mom Clinic is a dental clinic in Salisbury, our third one in Salisbury, where we provide dental care for folks who really can't afford it. A great clinic. It involves about 400 volunteers, community volunteers, dentists, hygienists, many from the area, some from around the state, and they're able to serve between 700 and 800 patients over these 2 days. It's really a remarkable event. And integral to a success are folks like Jimmy and Luann, so we're just real thankful to be able to chat with them today about their impressions and some of their stories. But to get started, Jimmy and Luann, this whole dentistry thing is a second career for you. You didn't start out, at least prepared to be dentist, I don't guess. Tell us a little bit about how you got into dentistry.
This is Jim. I started off with an undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering. I got from Lubbock, Texas, at Texas Tech, and worked in manufacturing for about 11 years. I worked at Trane Air Conditioning, and then moved to Sanford, North Carolina, and worked for a company called GKN. They supplied automotive components, decided that I wanted to make a career change. I wanted to find a career where I was my own boss, and did some soul searching and trying to find out what I like in life and what I don't like in life. And one day I was in the dental office looking around and noticed that all the stuff I like was in that office there. So I investigated into the field of dentistry and decided to make a career change at the age of 36, and got accepted to dental school, and that's when my passion began.
That's great. That's a great story.
Wow.
Well, what about you?
Hi, I'm Luann Anderson. I started working for a dentist when I was 14 years old. I emptied the trash and typed on a typewriter and did whatever was needed. I went to dental hygiene at a community college in New Jersey and practiced hygiene for 11 years when I decided to go back to school and become a dentist. So I worked as a dental hygienist and put myself through dental school at Chapel Hill. And I graduated from dental school as a dentist at age 35. And I guess dentistry has always been a calling for me. I've always been called to help people through dentistry, so that's my deal.
That's great. Well, obviously you've pursued your calling in beautiful ways, and one of those ways is through the Mom Clinic. It really is a special event here in Salisbury. I think I mentioned it's our third, started by Downtown Churches 4 years ago. And includes lots of good folks. Just it draws the whole community together. How did you all get connected to the Mom Clinic?
David Mayberry brought the first one to Salisbury, and I had heard about it in other areas of North Carolina, and then when it came to Salisbury, I wanted to be a part of it. So Dave Mayberry reached out to us and invited us, and we participated and kind of got hooked. But it's a great clinic. It's a great opportunity to really help some people in need and to share your talents with these people that need that help.
Now, you all probably have lots of stories about the different clinics that you've been a part of, but this past weekend, I mean, it's just Monday night, so this was Friday and Saturday, just a few days ago. I know you were exhausted from helping out, right? So anything... anything stand out at you? Just first of all, just general impressions about the clinic.
Well, it was completely organized, and there, everything that I needed was at my disposal for sure. We had evacuation, which is suction. We had water and power drills and chairs and lights. I mean, the equipment and instruments were plentiful. The assistants were amazing, and I really think that this space was really like a well-lit, kind of a positive feeling atmosphere. very well organized. So, you know, the demeanor of the volunteers and the people that had worked so hard to set it up, they were so joyful and just giving. There was coffee and food for the volunteers. I mean, they went above and beyond, I thought.
You know, Luann, I was talking with my mom about it last night, and her whole impression until like the end of our conversation, I didn't realize she was assuming all of this was happening in like normal dental offices, you know, mm-hmm. and that we just had a few chairs set up. When I explained to her that we're in a mall, a JCPenney, old JCPenney with 80 chairs set up, she was blown away. Never imagined. And my guess is that's true for most folks who walk in for the first time, don't you think?
Yeah.
Seeing all of that operation going on.
There was a makeshift, I mean, they made a lab in the back, which I checked out, which was remarkable. You know, sterilization units. The equipment that was brought in was, I mean, there were must have been 18-wheelers bringing this stuff in, really. Mm-hmm. It was remarkable.
It's pretty much a mobile dental warehouse. It just to accommodate a lot of people. It's very, very, very well run.
Now, you've both worked in a couple of different capacities, but I know on Thursday you came in early to do some triage work. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. What does that entail?
Triage is basically looking at the patient's medical history, looking at the x-ray that was taken by the mobile units, and then trying to figure out where that patient would be best served. Of course, if they were in pain, that would be priority. If there was a vanity issue where there was a front tooth perhaps that was in bad shape or was missing or needed to be replaced, that would be considered a priority. And the goal was to serve every patient with one service. And so we had multiple services. We had the hygienist cleaning teeth and taking care of gum disease. And then we had the doctors doing restorative work, fillings. We had oral surgeons and general dentists removing teeth. And then we were blessed to have a lab that we could designate a certain number of people, a limited number of people that could have select missing front teeth replaced. So triage was super important to try to figure out where that patient would be best served within the structure that we had. And I got to see the very, very, very first patients that walked in, and it was very organized. There were criteria. There was also a local endodontist who donated their office and their services, so we had a limited number of root canals, and we had specifics as to which teeth, you know, would qualify for that service. So, you know, really picking the right thing so that the dentist or the endodontist or the oral surgeon or the lab could be successful and really make this patient happy, healthy, you know, taken care of. So that's what triage did.
Now, these folks are waiting for a long time. I mean, some of them showed up on Wednesday and they weren't going to be served till Friday. You were able to do some triage work, I guess, on Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. But in any case, the folks have been waiting for a long time, and even more than that, because for some, I mean, they've been in pain. They've known that they've had some real significant dental issues. So when you get them, you don't necessarily know what you're getting. But tell me about the mood of the people that you saw.
The people that I saw were all very thankful, very appreciative. They just really respect what's going on, and knowing that they get these services with the professionals, they're just very, very joyful people. And once they're done with all their treatment and they're leaving, they thank all of the people who have helped them, and big smiles on their face, and have just been really grateful to be able to be one of the ones that were able to get into the clinic. But it seems the people that I saw, it was always a very positive, very joyful experience.
And the people on Thursday, when we were trying to organize what treatments would be provided on Friday and Saturday, they were anxious, for sure, but they weren't pushy or in a hurry. You know, they had waited a long time, and they were just so patient with the process, and I found that remarkable. They were grateful that we were doing this, and it was almost like they were in disbelief that maybe, you know, what had they done to deserve that sort of a demeanor?
I'm sure there were a lot of folks who sort of stand out, and maybe stories that stand out. Anything come to mind?
There's a one lady that I saw. She was a little bit older lady, was very, very nervous. She was going to have some extractions, and we were going to be putting a partial denture to replace some of the front teeth. But just being able to sit and talk with her to help calm her down, and then being real gentle with getting her numb, and being gentle with the extractions and gaining her trust in that short period of time, you could see her nerves start to relax a little bit, and she became more comfortable. But the real joy comes when you, once you take the teeth out that are bad and you put the partial in and give her a whole new smile, that's where the joy is. And that's the fun part of my job.
Yeah, you're the lucky one. I had this one gentleman who did not speak English. He had a translator. And clearly, you know, he took care of himself physically. But he had this one front tooth that was black. And the treatment that he needed to restore that tooth was way above and beyond what he could afford. Because of the Mission of Mercy Clinic, we were able to do a root canal. When he returned, I was blessed to be able to restore his black front tooth and turn it completely white. And when we handed him the mirror, it was unbelievable how he looked at us like, you know, he couldn't speak English, but his eyes and his smile really, really, you know, made it so rewarding. And that was a fun, wonderful moment. I had another little woman who was in my chair to have an impression made on Friday morning, early, like, you know, 6:30 in the morning. And she had been to the clinic on Thursday, and this is where they had directed her to go. So she wasn't talking much. She was nervous and timid and tiny. And I was trying in the trays to make the impression, and she was concerned that her tooth was going to fall out when I made the impression. So I looked at the records and I said, well, you know, that's okay. That's the one we're going to be replacing. And I tried to explain to her that if the tooth came out, that, you know, it would just be another day before we could give her a tooth that she wouldn't have to worry about anymore, and that she would be healthier without that failed tooth. And she reluctantly let me take the impression. And when I did, sure enough, that darn thing fell out, and as it turns out, it wasn't a tooth. She had made something. And, you know, thinking about it today, I don't know how long she had been super gluing that thing back in, because that was so important to her for her self-esteem and her appearance. You know, I imagine she may have glued that thing back in dozens of times. Didn't know what it was, and it kind of caught me off guard. And she kind of said, now what do I do? I said, we glue it back in till tomorrow. We got a great impression. And I wasn't there to see her get her partial, but you know, how beautiful is that? That she won't have to worry about that. She'll have a proper partial that'll clasp to the other teeth, that'll be secure. And, you know, I think her self-esteem will be wonderful. And I think it's just amazing how important that was to her. And it was really a gift that we could make that happen.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. I mean, you were then on Thursday and Friday setting the stage for stories to happen like that.
Correct.
And Jimmy, you were able to deliver those stories. So
yeah, I had the fun part of the job. I had a gentleman that he was starting a new job and was going to be dealing with the public, and he was missing some of his front teeth. And so when he talked, you couldn't see his teeth very well, and you know, his facial expressions were not exciting. But once we were able to remove the bad teeth and place his partial in, you could see his eyes when he looked in the mirror, how they just brightened up, and he smiled. And you know that he's going to have that confidence with his new job. But when they leave, they walk out, they have a big smile on their face, their shoulders are held back, their head's held high, and they just have this confidence in them that it just really makes everything that we do worth it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet.
I had a gentleman with a missing tooth, and I was preparing him to get his tooth the following day, and I wanted to pick a shade to make sure the color that we chose was going to match. Clearly, this guy, you know, he ironed every piece of clothing he had on, and he was a good-looking fella, an older gentleman actually, but missing that tooth, he had lost the ability to smile. He had stopped exercising the muscles in his face. And so I sat there with him. I realized it, and I said, "Can you give me a smile? I want to match the tooth." And you know, his smile was straight across. He came out of the frown, but he hadn't smiled. So we sat there for a little bit talking about practicing smiling. And, you know, if you could see the way these patients look at you because you actually care about them, and they're not paying you, and they didn't ask you to be there, that this is just God doing for them what they couldn't do for themselves. Well, you know, it's just, and what we walk away with is so gratifying. You know, we just feel so rewarded to be in a position in our life to be able to do this. You know, that's a gift. A gift. So it's a wonderful service. It's a, you know, I just feel like I go in there and do the dentistry, but the people that set it all up and organize it really work. So I feel like so much harder than us, because that's really where the credit goes.
Well, it certainly takes a lot of folks to be connected and involved. To be Dennis, I'm sure there are ups and downs, and it's not always easy, but I would imagine when you have even just momentary experiences like that, maybe it all feels worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day. Luckily, we love our jobs. It would be a long day if we didn't, but mm-hmm. we've been given a gift and a talent that we love to share, so we're really blessed.
We are.
Well, that's a good segue, because we talked at St. John's about connecting faith and life together. You all are active at St. John's. Jimmy gets to rock on stage. You're a rock star. You're both rock stars. you are rock stars at the Mom Clinic. But I want to ask you a question about how you see this as a way that you connect faith and life together. In what ways does this kind of opportunity give you opportunity to connect faith and life?
My path to this point in my life wasn't a direct path. It was I took lots of different roads to get here, but that past has developed who I am and has developed my character. So I think that and being a dentist and have been given the talents and the compassion to be a dentist is a blessing in itself. And the patients that come in and talk to me and realize I'm a Christian, and that they just find so much comfort in that, being in the world that we are in today, that they enjoy having that faith in their doctor. And then in our music that we play in our office, we play, you know, just regular music, but we also have Christian music playing in there, and the patients seem to really, really enjoy that. So I think that, you know, God's given me these talents and has allowed me to share them, and I think do a very good job with them. And so it just makes my life joyful.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you know, some days it's not about the filling being right or the diagnosis. It's sometimes it's connecting with the patient on a different level. The calling is very personal and intimate sometimes, because you do develop a trust with these patients, and it's definitely a higher calling in that regard, you know. Allowing the patient to become healthier because of the connection between dentistry and the whole entire body. I feel like God does work through the dentist in that way as well. My faith has grown because of the connections I've made with the patients, my relationship with my husband and my staff. Dentistry has definitely been a direct road and avenue for me to see God's work throughout my life. I think that's definitely fair. The relationships that develop, the trust, and then, you know, the intimacy beyond making a pretty smile or a healthier mouth that leads to a healthier body.
That's good. Well, you certainly use your practice and your experience last weekend at the clinic and other parts of your life as a strong witness to others in the ways in which God wants to work through us to extend His love and grace and mercy. So thanks for that. That's good stuff. I love hearing it.
Feels great. We're the lucky ones.
Yeah, we are.
We're really blessed. God is so good.